multitasking. I'm gonna take you out with me while I'm walking the dog. I don't know if you can see him right down here. This the dog. Kind of got a lot going on today, so figure I would create this video while I'm out walking. Hopefully you can hear me, and the background noise isn't too distracting. The question came up, the question Dion posted recently, I think yesterday, the day before yesterday, on the dog in the dog trainer marketing group, was when do you break the terms of your contract? And that sounds funny, so let's put this in context. Breaking the terms of the contract in regard to your return policy, or your refund policy, rather. So most of us dog trainers probably have a refund policy that reads something along the lines of no cash refunds, and that's important. That's a good clause to have in your contract. But when do you break it? You know, when does it make sense to just give them the refund and be done with them? Now, the way that I did it, specifically with our third and last dog training business, my situation may be a little bit different than some of yours in that I wasn't depending 100% on the income from the dog training business to support ourselves. We had other income coming in from dogproblems.com, our subscription website, as well as some other online projects, as well as book royalties that we were receiving from Amazon. So that put me maybe in a little bit better position to have some FU money. But even if I didn't, even if I was just starting from scratch, my objective would be to set aside enough cash to be able to go for at least 6 to 12 months of my life without worrying about money. If everything stopped, I'd have enough cash in the bank to be just fine. Because when you do that, it frees you up to not make decisions based on the money. And that's always the position with all of my business ventures that I've always wanted to be in. I've never wanted to have to do something because there was a gun to my head and because I absolutely needed the money to put food on the table. So step number one, my first advice is don't start doing dog training full time until you've got your financial house in order. And personally, one of the best ways that I found to do that, if you don't know how to get your financial house in order, is with Dave Ramsey's Financial Peace University, which is kind of a, I guess, nominally a Christian faith-based program. I'm not a Christian, I'm a Jew, but I went through the program. It was hosted at a local church, and it is phenomenal for teaching you how to get out of debt and get your financial house in order so that you're not at the mercy of having to make business decisions based on the money. So you don't want to be in that position, number one. Number two, keeping that in mind, my overall philosophy was anybody who gave me any kind of problem or any kind of issue, I would generally refund fast and quick. You know, they say, let your, in the stock investing, they say, cut your losers fast and let your winners run. And so anytime I had an issue with somebody, at the first sign of an issue, either they became obvious that they weren't motivated to do the work, or maybe they showed up and they had a bad attitude and it was affecting my day, or people around me, it was affecting them, their morale. Or, you know, let's be honest, sometimes you have a dog that you misread when you do the consultation and it ends up being a lot more work than you thought it would be. And you have to make a judgment call. For us, my approach was always that I wanted to do the most good for the most amount of dogs while still getting paid appropriately for my time and my expertise. So in that sense, if we had, let's say, 80% of dogs that would come through our program and would fly through our program and get really good results, but then you'd have maybe 15 or 20% that were real sticklers that were gonna require way more time, it was just easier for us to refund their money and refer them to another trainer in the area who can afford to spend more time with them. Or their business model was different. Maybe their business model was set up to deal with red zone dogs. My business wasn't. I got to a point, my first business was, but I got to a point where I realized, you know, my marketing systems are good enough, and for what I need from the business, I didn't need to deal with those kind of dogs. There were enough non-red zone dogs that I didn't have to deal with the ones that I had to worry about taking off a finger. So on the rare occasions where we misdiagnosed a dog, or maybe the owner wasn't completely honest, and or they just didn't know, and we determined that, you know what, this dog needs way more work than we can provide for the fees that we're charging or that we're set up for. You know, if I can work with four or five different dogs, I can help four or five different desperate dog owners in the same amount of time that this one person would take. As soon as I determined that, I'd cut them a check, give them a refund, and suggest they go somewhere else. Now, in all honesty, that wouldn't happen very often. And when it would happen for somebody with a difficult personality, I always kicked myself and regretted not doing it sooner. So keep that in mind. The other issue is this. I've had a few people over the years that were just plain con artists. You know, if I really felt that they were trying to take advantage of me, I would say screw it. You know, there's a principle at stake here. And those people, I would point to the clause in the contract that says no cash refunds. Say, listen, you know, for example, you know, if they start the program, typically once somebody starts the program, we wouldn't give a refund unless we just felt like it was, like I mentioned before, it's just a really bad match, or we misdiagnosed the dog. But if I felt like it was a person who was obviously just over and above trying to take advantage of me, you know, then I'd stand my grounds and I'd have the contract to fall back on. But I would say majority of the time, 98% of the time, you want to cut them loose quicker, even if they don't necessarily ask for it. You know, I would see the problems coming, the personality problems with the owner, or the bad attitude, or just people I didn't want to be around. You know, life's too short. We're not in this industry, in the industry of dog training, just for money, you know? And if I've got to do too much stuff just for money, you know, I could have got a job as a lawyer, or, you know, go work in the finance industry, because that's, you're going to get paid a lot more than you ever will as a dog trainer. So it comes down to, like, why are you doing this? And if you're spending a majority of your time in, you know, when you're trying to fall asleep at night and you're worrying about this client and how am I going to deal with this, and you're asking questions on the internet about it, it's better just cut them a check, get them out of your life as fast as possible, and move on. Because for the same amount of time and the same amount of energy that it would take to service that one client, you're probably going to be able to service four or five clients. And you know, if you're short on business this month for some reason, then that's going to free up time for you to work on your systems or go out and find new clients. Now, on that note, if you do have your business systems in place and you are already kind of kicking butt with things, but you want to take it to the next notch, take it to the next level, I found that Google AdWords is one of the best ways to do that. What we offer with my company at dogtrainertoolbox.com is a completely done-for-you Google AdWords solution management service. We take care of everything from managing and optimizing the accounts, to the landing page, to the five call tracking numbers, to the analytics. Basically everything. All you need to do is worry about answering the phone. We're helping dog trainers in, I think, over 60 different markets at this point. It works really well. If you'd like to learn more information, go to dogtrainertoolbox.com and click in the box in the upper left-hand corner that says Expert Google AdWords Management for Dog Trainers Only. Read through that page. If it makes sense, there's a link at the bottom to my calendar app. You can book a free 30-minute phone consultation or phone conversation with me so that we can get on the phone and find out if what we're doing with Google AdWords would be a good fit for helping you grow your dog training business. We've also been having a lot of success running Facebook campaigns. If that interests you, there's also a box at dogtrainertoolbox.com where you can read more about what we're doing with Facebook and some of the results we're getting. I've been impressed. The last week, some of these Facebook campaigns have been doing really, really well. Anyways, thanks for watching. Thanks for putting up with the background noise and my huffing and puffing. Hopefully, I'll be around to give you more videos and not die of a heart attack. Take care, guys.